Welcome to The Parenting Brief. My name is Jessica Stewart Gonzalez, and I am an Arizona working mom. Being a mom is tough. It is fun, it is important, and it's also my favorite job. The other job I have can also be really tough at times, and yes, even fun. But it is also important. I am honored to be part of the Strong Families AZ, Arizona's Home Visiting Alliance, as the Program Director for the Maternal, Infant, and Early Childhood Home Visiting Program at the Arizona Department of Health Services. We get to help new moms and dads, grandparents and caregivers, navigate the unfamiliar waters of parenting because it's tough and we all need other parents we can lean on and ask questions of. That's why we created the Parenting Brief podcast, to bring you expert resources and advice, share stories and support you in being the best parent you can be. On each episode, you can learn a new parenting tip in just a few minutes. You can listen and learn while you're folding laundry, washing bottles, or doing something else on your never-ending to-do list. So don't worry, Mom, you've got this. I am so excited to launch this show because, as I'm sure you already know, finding helpful and accurate advice on parenting is hard. Your mom, your sister, your cousin, they all say one thing, and the internet says 10 other things. It's honestly stressful when you just want to know what is best for you and your child's health and figure out what is normal or when to be concerned. On this show, we'll talk all about pregnancy and raising young children from newborn to age 5, from feeding, pooping, sleeping, talking, walking, and growing and learning. We will also talk about you, your health, relationships, and navigating the multiple roles you may have, all of which impact how we parent and our ability to be the best we can be. No topic is off limits here, and we hope to bring you some certainty and calm in your crazy parenting day. Today, we are going to talk about the hard job of breastfeeding. I thought we would talk to the best resource on breastfeeding I could find in the whole state to kick off our show. Ann Whitmire leads the Women, Infants, and Children's Breastfeeding and Training Department at the Arizona Department of Health Services. Thank you, Anne, for joining me as a guest today. There are so many questions that I could ask, but we will start with just a few questions specific for new moms starting their breastfeeding journey. We think that breastfeeding comes naturally, and as moms and babies, we just know what to do. After all, we hear how our bodies are made for this, but that's not true for everybody. For some women, breastfeeding is incredibly difficult, not just hard, but seemingly impossible. Be it a baby's latch or breasted nipple pain, or even not having support. What would you say is the number one piece of advice that you'd give a mama who wants to breastfeed their baby but is just struggling with it?
Well, thank you again for having me today. One of the things that I really do try to stress with these new moms, with these babies, is just take a deep breath. We get so inundated with all this information and people telling their own stories that we start to get confused. We start to kind of get in a tornado of what if this happens? What if this happens? So with all new moms, I just tell them, take a deep breath. If you have a support system, reach out to that support system. But then also take a deep look into your baby's eyes and realize the two of you are learning how to do this together. It's not just you. It's not just them. And anyone that says breastfeeding is easy, they probably only read it in a book, because breastfeeding, it's just like dancing. Dancing, once you know how to do it, is magical. With breastfeeding, it's the same way. You have a mom, and even if you've breastfed multiple children, you've never breastfed this child before. And so it's like getting a new dance partner. And so anytime you're getting ready to dance, you take a deep breath and you say, okay, let's do this. And so, you know, oftentimes people will make breastfeeding seem very fragile, and that if it doesn't go well in the hospital, it's not going to go well. The opposite is true. You really do have some time to kind of learn the dance moves. You know, we want good feedings. We want babies to be gaining weight, but we just need to realize that we need to practice often. And sometimes people feel like babies wanting to eat often means they're not getting enough. Well, really, their stomachs are so small, they're just taking in little bits at a time because, again, they're learning these skills. And so they need to keep practicing so that when your milk comes in and you get those copious amounts of milk, they know how to handle that flow. So those first few days can seem very overwhelming because you feel like they're never getting full. Well, really, it's just that biologically, they're just needing to breastfeed often so they build up those muscles so they can handle that flow when it happens.
That is really helpful advice, even for people who don't like dancing. It's a great analogy.
I can't dance, but I would take a deep breath before I did it. I'd think that's all I needed if I had to.
Oftentimes we're asking for, or not asking for, advice on how much to feed our babies. The information is about how many ounces or how often to feed baby, depending on their age and their size of their stomach, all of that stuff. But since breasts don't come with marked measurements like the side of a bottle, how can breastfeeding moms really feel confident that their little one is getting enough milk? And what are some signs to look for if there is a concern?
What I'd like to say is, you know, babies, they are part of a dyad. So there's a mom and a baby. And one thing that tends to be a confidence shaker for moms is that it seems about every night between 5 p.m. and 9 p.m., babies want to eat the whole time. And it really is a confidence shaker. Not only are you trying to make dinner, maybe your other kids are coming home, but you're like, I feel like I nursed all day. It's actually a hormonal reaction in mom that the baby is wanting to eat. And so it isn't that you didn't feed enough throughout the day. It isn't that they're starving. It just is mom has a hormone that elevates at that time of night and that signals to the baby that they need to eat more. And when you look at throughout history, it's really to kind of prepare them for sleeping at night. Now, you can be an amazing, you know, breastfeeder, you're feeding all the time, they're still going to want to do that from 5 to 9 at night. So you can't really just expect that. And it doesn't equate if you're doing good or not doing good with breastfeeding. Now, as they get older, that gets to be a little bit different. But in that newborn kind of confident shaking period, just kind of expecting that. Now, the other things are, you can tell once your milk comes in, after really that 2-week mark, you can see a marked difference between how when you started breastfeeding and when you ended, how your breasts feel. Sometimes they feel like they have golf balls or marbles in them. And then after the feed, you notice that they're softer. The other thing is babies kind of fall off the breast because they're like, some people will say milk drunk. They're just like they feel full. Now, unfortunately, in those first few weeks, those signs kind of get discombobulated. So you're like, did they come off the breast because they were done eating? Did they come off because they were tired? There's a million reasons. That first couple weeks is really more difficult. Just realizing normally a baby's going to nurse about every 1.5 to 2 hours. And that's normal for those first few weeks because, again, they don't have the capacity or the muscle structure to be able to get those big, long feeds that we expect in older babies. So they need to nurse often.
There always seems to be a story. I know someone who knows someone about a mom who subsequently got pregnant earlier than she wanted or anticipated after having a new baby. And oftentimes we hear that they were citing that, you know, well, they were breastfeeding and they didn't think that they could get pregnant because they had heard that as long as you're breastfeeding, then you can't get pregnant. So is this idea of breastfeeding as birth control, is it fact or fiction? And how does that really work?
So in a majority of the world, breastfeeding is used as pregnancy prevention. And what I would say is there's a lot of rules that are associated with that. So it is 99% effective, but there's rules that you have to follow in order for it to stay effective. So one of the rules is they can't have anything other than breast milk, and it has to be from the breast. And no pacifiers, no artificial nipples, no solids, no water, no nothing. It has to be that mom has been exclusively breastfeeding and it holds up for about 6 months. So as long as baby is breastfeeding around the clock, And the baby can't go more than 6 hours without nursing. So let's say you're past that growth spurt and all of a sudden baby starts to sleep a little bit longer. If you were using it for a pregnancy prevention, you would need to continue to wake the baby up at that 4 to 6 hour mark, because at that point, that's when you lose that prevention technique. So it is an excellent prevention as long as you make an informed decision about it and you understand that there's many rules. And once those rules are broken, then it is no longer effective.
So we know that there's lots of people and places that moms are getting information and advice and where they go to look up resources. One of the best resources that we have available is our Arizona Breastfeeding Hotline. Can you share a little bit about the hotline and who can access it and how?
Oh my goodness. The Breastfeeding Hotline, I feel so lucky to live in Arizona where we have this resource available to everyone in Arizona. So all moms can access it, all dads, support people, doctors, medical personnel, whoever. It is provided at the Department of Health Services. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. People can call if they have just a quick question. And on average, our phone calls last between 2 and 3 minutes. So people aren't calling for these long questions. They have a question, they want to answer, they move on with their lives. And everybody can call the number. The staffing at the hotline, everyone is an international board certified lactation consultant, as well as a nurse. Because especially in those late night calls, we want to make sure that we're triaging if there is something that maybe is going on, that we're getting them to the right support people.
The number for Arizona's 24-hour breastfeeding hotline is 1-800-833-4642. Don't miss out on our next episode by subscribing for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And pass the episode along to the moms or expecting moms in your life. A little parenting advice can go a long way. Until next time, this is Jessica. You got this, Mom.